This storm has caused confusion and delay.
You have caused
confusion and delay.
No, I think you are facing prejudice.
Daisy is just the ultimate fun. Daisy is just the ultimate fun.
Your impatience has caused confusion and delay. This storm has caused confusion and delay. You are causing confusion and delay. You cause confusion and delay.
26 years old and you can't even drive? I can. Are you stupid, eh? Are you a stupid fool? Well, why can't you drive then? You can't even drive! Bit grey today.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to another Deepest Lore, a little bit later today than usual. But that's because today we're going to be looking at a much-forgotten singer who was quite big in the late 50s in America, country star called Tennessee Ernie Ford. Just before we get going, I'll remind everybody, do buy my courses at the academic agency, especially the Trivium, logic, writing, rhetoric. Everybody needs those core skills, so do pick up those courses. But let's waste no time and make a start. Tennessee Ernie Ford is somebody who has always fascinated me, less for his life and the kind of details of his career and whatnot. Those hold little interest for me beyond the fact that the things you need to know about Tennessee Ernie Ford is, he was born in 1919. He served in World War II. He was in the United States Army Air Corps as a first lieutenant, and he was a bombardier. So he was a, decorated veteran after the war. And he then took to releasing songs as a country singer. And he's a very interesting character because, rock and roll was just about taking off when Ernie Ford was around. And I think his role in the his early boogie woogie records, as they're known, like Shotgun Boogie, are underrated as early rock and roll singles in a way, whereby, it's a kind of country crossover coming from that side of things. But the main reason I wanted to do this show is because he is a figure from a kind of period of time that interests me in general, which is what were people like before the 1960s, the pre-1960s generation, how different was the world that he came from. And the other thing that I like about Tennessee Ernie Ford, I'm going to be playing a number of his songs, including some of his most famous ones, as we go through, is the America that he evokes, the America that he that you glimpse in his songs, so different from the America of today, of course. Not only pre-woke but pre-Civil War, pre-Civil Rights, not pre-Civil War, although we will be talking about the Civil War on the show. A pre-Civil Rights America, a kind of a much whiter America, but also an America that is populated with gamblers and, whiskey drinkers. And Tennessee Ernie Ford was certainly known to like a glass of whiskey or two himself. Shotguns and, I kind of like the world of his records. Hard working men, it's an interesting environment. Now the personal credit with helping to get me know Ernie Ford in the first place was actually Bob Dylan. I remember I bought a magazine where Bob Dylan had chosen all of the songs. It was called something like The Songs That Dylan Loved. So these are songs that Bob Dylan was known to have liked when he was a young man. And what was included on there was Tennessee Ernie Ford's version of Stagger Lee, but his version is called Stacko Lee. And I'll play that in a second, and hopefully it will give a flavour of why this is quite an interesting figure. You'll immediately recognise, of course, Tennessee Ernie Ford's low baritone booming vocals, which are also pretty cool. All right, this is Stacko Lee.
Stacko Lee, he was a gambling man, as everybody ought to know. Stacko Lee got his bets in hand and a blazing 44.
I was hanging round the levee along about the break of day, when I hear two gentlemen arguing, I listen to the words they say. It was Stacko Lee and Billy, a gambling awful late. Stacko Lee, he throwed a seven, and Billy said he throwed an eight. Stacko Lee, he looked at Billy, said you can't get away with that. Tain't enough you win my money, but you win my lucky studs and hat. Stacko Lee run home to his woman, said fetch me my 44. Gonna fix old Billy's wagon so he don't gamble wrong no more.
Stacko Lee, he was a gambling man, as everybody ought to know. Stacko Lee got a stressin' hat and a blazin' 44.
Stacko Lee found poor Billy, Billy pleaded for his life. Have some mercy on my children, have mercy on my darling wife. Stacko Lee shot poor old Billy, he plucked him in the side. Then he kept on pumping bullets till poor old Billy died. Well, they caught old Stack next morning, they strung him up a tree. And the women dressed in mourning and cried for Stacko Lee. Had a $100 funeral with preaching Parson Brown. Then the undertaker got him and stuck him in the ground.
Stacko Lee, he was a gambling man, as everybody ought to know. Stacko Lee got a Stetson hat and a blazing 44.
The devil see Stack coming, he holler, now listen to me. Hide the children and the money, cause Stacko Lee is worse than me. Stacko Lee grabbed hold of the devil and threw him up on the shelf. Said your working days are over, I'm a gonna run the place myself.
Stacko Lee, he was a gambling man, as everybody ought to know. Stacko Lee got a Stetson hat
and a blazing 44.
Now, undoubtedly, the song for which Tennessee Ernie Ford is most famous is 16 Tons. It was actually originally written by Merle Travis, who recorded the song in 1946. But it is Tennessee Ernie Ford's version that was a big kind of hit in the charts in 1955. And I mean, what's really great about this record is the feeling it evokes, like I said, the different cast of characters, working men. You know, clearly this is an America that's not, you know, is not these people are not living in the lap of luxury. They're having to work hard. You know, they're toiling all day. And, you know, clearly this is still a religious society. You'll see the references to St. Peter and so on. And, you know, he talks about owing his soul to the company store. And, you know, what's interesting is that it's a vision of a kind of blue collar America that is no longer valorized, no longer focused on, and in many respects no longer exists. And I don't know, I've always found this a very evocative record. It's kind of downbeat and it's fatalistic and bleak. And, you know, the 50s was known for its bubblegum pop records. And here's this record where, you know, sung by this, and there's something about the deep booming voice that to me just speaks from a different time and a different age. So I hope you enjoy 16 Tons.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons, a number 9 coal. And the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't know a high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Now, another Tennessee Annie Ford single that I really like is called Mule Train. And when you hear this, you'll see why. Again, it's really evocative of a different time. You know, it's a time of cowboys and Indians and hard, like it's such a much harder life. And it's, you know, people like chewing tobacco and whipping mules. And, you know, it's a kind of time when America was a lot more masculine and rugged. And you know, it has the spirit of the frontier about it, as well as, you know, to me, in my somewhat romantic imagination, what, you know, what America should be about is captured in a song like Mule Train. And I dig it quite a bit. So let's check this one out.
Cloppin' over hill and plain. Seems as how they never stop. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clippity, clippity-clippity.
clippity clippity clopping along. Mule train, mule train, clippity clopping along the mountain chain. They're gonna reach the top. Clippity clop, clippity clop, clippity 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 clopping along. There's a plug to chaw to back there for a miner in Corona, a guitar for a cowboy way out in Arizona, a dress of calico for a pretty Navajo. Get along. Get along. Mule train.
Get out.
Mule train. Clippity clopping through the wind and rain. Clippity clop, clippity clop, clippity 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 clopping along. There's cotton thread needles for the folks way out yonder, a shovel for a miner who left his home to wander, some rheumatism pills for the settlers in the hills. Get along. Mew. Get along. Clippity clop, clippity clop, clippity 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 clopping along. Mule train.
Asking you
So Tennessee Annie Ford had a number of different strings to his bow, and a perennial one of those strings was his hymns and his gospel songs and his church songs. In fact, one of his first hit records is simply called Hymns. And I've selected a song from that. It came out in 1957, I think it was. And it is called The Old Rugged Cross, well-known hymn. Now, there's a little bit of a backstory to this, because the KKK, that is the Ku Klux Klan, when they were doing their cross burnings, would play Tennessee Ernie Ford's version of The Old Rugged Cross, such that he actually sent them a cease and desist order to stop them essentially using this song. But in a way, this, I'm less interested in that and more interested in the kind of place, the kind of people who were buying his records, the kind of place that was, who those people were, what is it that these songs evoke? And of course, it's not only just that, it's not only that, it is the whole culture, you know, the actual church halls, what those people were like. I don't know. I find it very evocative. I've said it a number of times, and so let us. You know, I don't want to kind of color what people think of when they listen to this song. But these are some kind of interesting details in the history of it. So this is The Old Rugged Cross by Tennessee Ernie Ford.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain.
So I cherish the cross on the rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the cross on the rugged cross and exchange.
I will ever be true. Its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever share.
So I'll cherish the cross on the rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the cross on the rugged cross and exchange.
Now, one of the most interesting albums released by Tennessee Ernie Ford is called The Songs of the Civil War. In fact, it was a double album with two different covers. So Civil War Songs of the South and Civil War Songs of the North. Really fascinating kind of historical. It's not a historical document, but it's, he is recording new versions of songs of the Civil War. Now, when he released that, as far as I can tell, doing such a project was completely uncontroversial. 1961, Civil War Songs of the North and of the South came out, and obviously not, like, you couldn't release a project like this now without it being massively controversial. But in 1961, the tenor of the times was very different. And I think the whole idea, or the whole thinking back then, in contrast to the thinking of somebody like Joe Biden today, was that the Civil War was just something in America's history, and that there had been a reconciliation. And this is just something that people can think of as part of their history and the history of the country. What is interesting, though, is the songs themselves basically don't pull any punches. I have selected two. I'm going to play one from the South first and one from the North second, okay? So the one from the South I'm going to play is called I Can Whip the Scoundrel. I Can Whip the Scoundrel, okay? And then for me, the most interesting one from the North is a song called Union Dixie, which is, of course, set to the tune of one of the Southern anthems, which was Dixie, which you'll instantly recognize, or Dixieland. But Union Dixie, I think, is really quite it's a very uncompromising, almost kind of... kind of chastising and retributive very politically charged song about the Confederates being disciplined by Uncle Sam. And it instantly, I mean, of all the songs on the album, for me, that is the one that stands out the most. So we're going to have, I'm going to play two songs back to back, one from the South and one from the North. Hope you enjoy it.
The Yankees came to Baldwin. They came upon the rear. They thought they'd find old Abner, but old Abner was not there. So lay $10 down, or 20 if you choose, for I can whoop the Yankee that stole old Abner's shoes. Jeff Davis was a gentleman. Jeff Davis was no fool. Jeff Davis rode a dapple gray and Abe Lincoln rode a mule. So lay $10 down, or 20 if you choose, for I can take the hide off a Yankee that stole old Abner's shoes. The Yankees took me prisoner, they used me rough, it's true. They took from me my knapsack and they stole my blankets too. So lay $10 down, or 20 if you choose, for I can whoop the scoundrel that stole old Abner's shoes. The Yankees took me prisoner, and if I get paroled, I'll go right back and fight them, I will upon my soul. Then lay $10 down, or 20 if you choose, for I can whoop the Yankee that stole old Abner's shoes. For I can whoop the Yankee that stole old Abner's shoes. Away down south in the land of traitors, rattlesnakes and alligators,
right away,
come away,
come away,
right away,
come away.
Where cotton's king and men are chattels, Union boys will win the battles,
right away,
come away,
come away,
right away,
come away.
We'll all go down to Dixie, away, away. Each Dixie boy must understand that he must mind his Uncle Sam. Away,
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 away.
We'll all go down to Dixie, away,
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 away.
We'll all go down to Dixie. I wish I was in Baltimore, I'd make secession traitors roar.
Right away,
come away,
come away,
right away,
come away.
We'll put the traitors all to rout, I'll bet my boots we'll whip them out.
Right away,
come away,
come away,
right away,
come away.
We'll all go down to Dixie, away, away. Each Dixie boy must understand that he must find his Uncle Sam.
Away,
we'll all go down to Dixie,
away,
we'll all go down to Dixie. Oh, may our stars and stripes still wave forever o'er the free and brave.
Right away,
come away,
come away,
right away,
come away.
And let our motto ever be for union and for liberty.
Right away,
come away,
come away,
right away,
come away.
We'll all go down to Dixie, away, away. Each Dixie boy must understand that he must mind his Uncle Sam.
Away.
We'll all go down to Dixie,
away.
We'll all go down to Dixie.
So I want to do pick a song now that shows off something of Tennessee Ernie Ford's vocal range. He's got a number of different registers that he sings in. And the one I picked out is the Cry of the Wild Goose. Now, this was a song that had been a hit for Frankie Lane before. And I think it was originally written by Terry Gilkyson, who also incidentally wrote Mule Train, as well as That Lucky Old Sun, which is another well-known song, or at least he had a version of it anyway. Like I said before, a song evocative of a different time. I kind of like the dramatic nature of this one. So let me know what you think.
Tonight I heard the wild goose cry, winging north in the lonely sky. Tried to sleep, but it ain't no use, 'cause I am the brother to the old wild goose. My heart knows what the wild goose knows, and I must go where the wild goose goes. Wild goose, brother goose, which is best, a wandering foot or a heart at rest? The cabin is warm, and the snow is deep, and I've got a woman, she lies asleep. When she wakes at tomorrow's dawn, she'll find, poor critter, that her man is gone. My heart knows what the wild goose knows, and I must go where the wild goose goes. Wild goose, brother goose, which is best, a wandering foot or a heart at rest? My woman was kind and true to me, thinks she loves me, the more fool she. She gotta learn that it ain't no use to love the brother to the old wild goose. My heart knows what the wild goose knows, and I must go where the wild goose goes. Wild goose, brother goose, which is best, a wandering foot or a heart at rest? Spring is coming, and the ice will break, and I can't linger for a woman's sake. She'll see a shadow pass overhead. She'll find a feather beside my bed. My heart knows what the wild goose knows, and I must go where the wild goose goes. Wild goose, brother goose, which is best, a wandering foot or a heart at rest? Wild goose!
So now I'm going to play another song of the kind of gambling, kind of roving, troubadour archetype that I think fits Ernie Ford really well. And one of his songs, I think recorded in 1956, was The Roving Gambler. And like Stackerly, I really like the vibe of this one. One of the underrated things is the way he enunciates. I like the way he pronounces the place names, Washington and Georgia, and you always get a sense of the entire landscape of America when you listen to these songs. So, I, anyway, I I dig all this quite a lot, so I hope people are enjoying it.
I am a roving gambler. I've gambled all around. Wherever I meet with a deck of cards, I lay my money down. I've gambled down in Washington. I've gambled over in Spain. I'm on my way to Georgia to knock down my last game. Knock down my last game. Knock down my last game. I had not been in Washington many more weeks than three, till I fell in love with a pretty little girl. She fell in love with me. She took me in her parlor. She cooled me with her fan. She whispered low in her mother's ear, I love this gambling man. Love this gambling man. Love this gambling man. Oh, daughter, oh, dear daughter, how could you treat me so? To leave your dear old mother and with a gambler go. Oh, mother, oh, dear mother, you know I love you well. But the love I hold for the gambling man, no human tongue can tell. No human tongue can tell. No human tongue can tell. I wouldn't marry a railroad man. This is the reason why. I've never seen a railroad man that wouldn't tell his wife a lie. Oh, mother, oh, dear mother, I'll tell you if I can. If you ever see me coming back, I'll be with the gambling man. I am a roving gambler. I've gambled all around. Wherever I meet with a deck of cards, I lay my money down. Lay my money down. Lay my money down.
So in a similar vein, one of Tennessee Ernie Ford's biggest hits and one of his most well-known songs was Shotgun Boogie, which I mentioned previously. And now I'm going to play it. The setup for this song is pretty simple, really. This guy likes this girl, you know, the speaker of the song likes this girl. He wants to marry her, but unfortunately, her old man has other ideas and keeps on chasing him around with a shotgun. Hence, it's called the Shotgun Boogie. And in the end, he's like, right, I'll come back when your dad's out of bullets, basically. And again, it's just such a different time, such a different time. And, you know, this is one of the things that art can do, really, is it can kind of capture things. One of the things that always interested me is the difference between the cultural memory of a period and what was actually happening on the ground. You know, I mean, the example I've always used was in the cultural imagination, the 1960s was the Beatles and swinging London and, you know, hippies and so on. In Britain, that is, whereas the actual 1960s was something more like more akin to the Carry On movies. Okay. And in my imagination, the cultural memory of the 50s is Elvis and rock and roll and things like that. Well, the cultural memory of the 60s is, you know, well, Bob Dylan and Beatles and so on and so forth. Whereas I feel like somebody like Tennessee Ernie Ford may have actually been closer to what most of the country was still like. I hope you understand what I mean there. The everyday people, the normal people. And in a sense, these are the things that get forgotten, whereas the exception gets remembered rather than what was actually going on. You know, Tennessee Ernie Ford had a TV show on called The Ford Show, and it was watched by millions of people on the regular. In the 50s and the 60s, you know, he was a pretty big star, but you know, you'll never hear him get talked about in the same way, really. And I imagine a lot of the comments to this video was like, oh, well, my grandfather liked him, or he was one of my dad's favorites, or something like that. But he hasn't, like, there are no like new Tennessee Ernie Ford fans. he's never on the front of like Uncut magazine or Rolling Stone, or he's not going to get named in the top 100 artists of the year. And this is how, you know, a kind of vernacular culture gets forgotten. And I'm doing my little bit to try to jog people's memories. And, you know, because it's, I mean, I think these great time capsules, these records. So anyway, here's Shotgun Boogie.
There it stands in the corner with the barrel so straight. I look out the window and over the gate. The big fat rabbits are jumping in the grass. Wait till they hear my old shotgun blast. Shotgun Boogie, I done saw your track. Look out, Mr. Rabbit, when I cock my hammer back. Well, over on the ridge is a scaly bark. Hickory nuts are big, you can see them in the dark. The big fat squirrels, they scratch and they fight. I'll be on that ridge before daylight with the shotgun boogie. All I need is one shot. Look out, bushy tail, tonight you'll be in the pot. She was tall and thin. I asked her what she had. She said a Fox 410. I looked her up and down, said, boy, this is love. So we headed for the brush to shoot a big fat dove. Shotgun boogie, boy, the feathers flew. Look out, Mr. Dove, when she draws a bead on you. I sat down on a log, took her on my lap. She said, wait a minute, bud, you got to see my pap. He's got a 16-gauge choked down like a rifle. He don't like a man that's a-gonna trifle. Shotgun boogie, draws a bead so fine. Look out, big boy, he's loaded all the time. Called on her pap like a gentleman oughter. He said, no brush hunter's gonna get my daughter. He cocked back the hammer right on the spot. When the gun went off, I outrun the shot. Shotgun boogie, I wanted wedding bells. I'll be back, little gal, when your pappy runs out of shells.
So I want to show you some different sides of Ernie Ford, and the Watermelon Song, which is a song, you know, it's a hot day. They've been working in the field. He sees a watermelon and he really kind of wants it. He covets the watermelon. And I think this song shows, you know, a kind of sense of humor in the work of Ernie Ford. And yeah, it's just a lot of fun. So let's give this one a whirl.
Down in Tennessee, I used to sit upon the fence, wondering about the lack of people's common sense. What I didn't understand and couldn't keep concealed was one great big fat watermelon laying in the field. See that watermelon hanging on the vine? I wish that watermelon could be mine. The farmer must be careless without a lick of sense, or he wouldn't leave it hanging on the vine. Cornbread is sweet, pork chops are good, black-eyed peas are mighty, mighty fine. But give me, oh give me, I really wish you would, that watermelon hanging on the vine. Got a gal who loves me, she always treats me fine. She lets me hug and kiss her all the time. I wish that all her kisses could taste half as sweet as the watermelon hanging on the vine. Oh, kissing is sweet,
hugging is good. Cherry lips taste mighty, mighty fine. But give me, oh give me, I really wish you would, that watermelon hanging on the vine. Well, I see that watermelon, so big, so fat, so fine. What a shame to go home leaving it behind. I know my baby's waiting, she won't be waiting long, 'cause I got that watermelon off the vine. Oh, cornbread is sweet, pork chops are good, black-eyed peas are mighty, mighty fine. But I ought to tell you, I really think I should, for licking good, eating, eat a watermelon hanging on the vine.
Now, a lot of Tennessee Ernie Ford's recordings were religious in nature. You know, we heard one earlier on, but not all of the hymns are slow. Some of them are quite humorous. And I've picked out one called Noah Found Grace in the Eyes of the Lord, which I think is quite a lot of fun. And again, there's something of... I think what America really was like glimpsed in a recording like this, because how can I put it? There's something about Christianity just as a cultural norm, just as something that was taken for granted by everyone, like, I think these days people, you know, like kind of quote unquote find religion. But there's something in these sorts of recordings that show you what a community is like that is just knows nothing else, if that makes any sense. So here is Noah Found Grace in the Eyes of the Lord, our penultimate record for today.
Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, and he landed high and dry.
The Lord looked down from his window in the sky, said, I created man, but I don't remember why. Nothing but fighting since creation day. I'll send a little water and I'll wash them all away. The Lord came down to look around the spell, and there was Mr. Noah behaving mighty well. And that is the reason the scriptures record, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, and he landed high and dry.
The Lord said, Noah, there's going to be a flood. There's going to be some water. There's going to be some mud. So take off your hat, Noah. Take off your coat. Get Ham, Shem, and Japheth and build yourself a boat. Noah said, Lord, I don't believe I could. The Lord said, Noah, get some sturdy gopher wood. Never know what you can do till you try. Build it 50 cubits wide and 30 cubits high.
Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, and he landed high and dry.
Noah said, there she is, Lord. The Lord said, Noah, it's time to get aboard. Take a creature, a he and a she, and of course Mrs. Noah and the whole family. Noah said, Lord, it's getting mighty dark. The Lord said, Noah, get these creatures in the ark. Noah said, Lord, it's beginning to pour. The Lord said, Noah, hurry up and shut the door.
Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
The ark rose up on the bosom of the deep, and after 40 days, Mr. Noah took a peek. Said, we're not moving, Lord, where are we at? The Lord said, you're sitting right on Mount Ararat. Noah said, Lord, it's getting mighty dry. The Lord said, Noah, see my rainbow in the sky? Take all your creatures and people to earth. Don't be more trouble than you're worth.
Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, and he landed high and dry. Landed high and dry, landed
high and dry. All right, well, thanks for tuning in to Deepest Lore. That was Tennessee Ernie Ford. like I say, do buy my courses at the academic agency. And I'm going to play us out with what else but Tennessee Ernie Ford's version of the Ballad of Davy Crockett, well known to almost everybody in America, especially if they're from the south part of that country. So let's take it away. So long. Get out.
Born on a mountain in Tennessee, green estate in the land of the free. Raised in the woods so's he knew every tree. He killed him a bar when he was only three.
Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
Fought single-handed through the Injun War, till the Creeks was whipped and the peace was in store. And while he was a-handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore.
Davy, Davy Crockett, the man who don't know fear.
When he lost his love, his grief was gall. In his heart, he wanted to leave it all and lose himself in the forest tall. But he answered instead his country's call.
Davy, Davy Crockett,
the choice of the whole frontier.
He went off to Congress and served a spell, fixing up the government and laws as well. Took over Washington, so I hear tell,
and patched up a crack in the Liberty Bell.
Davy, Davy Crockett,
seeing his duty clear.
When he came home, his politicking done. Why, the big Western march had just begun.
So he packed his gear and his trusty gun, and lit out a grinning to follow the sun.
Davy, Davy Crockett, leading the pioneer.
His land is the biggest, his land is the best. From grassy plains to the mountain crest, he's ahead of us all and meeting the test, and a-following his legend right into the west.
Davy, Davy Crockett, the king of the wild frontier. Davy, Davy Crockett,
king of the wild frontier.